to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
All right. I'm Rich Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by Roofers and Waterproofers Local 11, Smart 265, Mr. Floor Cleaning Products, and Mag Erad. Get that junk out of your water heater. We are broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com, and the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, on the HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to them all at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net. We have video clips? I didn't even know that.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, I know. I probably should do something with my gray hair. Okay, so video clips are available at MightyHouse.net and on Mighty House YouTube channel. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. Give us a call on Mr. Floor Helpline, 877-711-5611. Have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. All non-toxic, environmentally safe. You can learn more at MrFloor.com. Also, join Patreon. Become a patron of Mighty House. Patreon.com/Mighty House. You get all kinds of special stuff.
I'm a buck a month member.
There you go. That's all we look for.
That's a dollar.
Not trying to get rich.
More than me.
Oh, wait, yes, we are.
We'll fix that,
yep,
though.
Yeah.
You know.
We love these guys. We want them to stay around. So I think we have a caller, though. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah, yes. We have. People like us.
Yay.
I mean, or not.
All right.
The other
guy. Really, really like us.
Probably going to correct Ash's grammar. All right. Who's on the phone?
My syntax.
Hello?
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 Hi. Hello? Welcome to Mighty House.
Yes, thank you. I have some questions that my friends have asked me, and I don't have the answers, so I'm calling you folks today. Hopefully you have the answers. One friend has, he wants to put attic insulation in the attic ceiling. They don't store anything there. It's not for living up there, but... Mm-hmm. I said, I don't know if it's a good idea to put insulation on the ceiling in an attic. Can you do that?
So what you're asking is in the attic, but not on the floor of the attic, what would be the ceiling of the house, but you mean on the actual roof, on the underside of the roof.
Right.
Rich?
You can do that, but you have to leave the roof portion vented. In other words, you want to put baffles at the bottom of the rafters into the soffits, and then you would run those all the way up to your ridge vent. So there's some special venting requirements needed. You'd have to have a ridge vent, not mushroom vents. You know, if it's an older home, then you don't have full access to every square inch of that roof. I wouldn't do it. In new construction, we can get away with that because we'll set it up as we go and do that. So otherwise...
We're required by code, and you know, any major remodeling, they actually require R49,
right,
closed cell under the roof. So you can put insulation under the roof. It's actually required by code, but you have to have it vented. You don't want to make it airtight. So you need a roofer out to make sure you have the proper vents so you're not trapping moisture.
Right. So in general, there's a few conditions that you're worried about. One is you have to properly vent so that you don't have moisture build up. And the other one is that the house really wasn't designed per se to have the system that your friends are talking about installing.
Correct.
So it's possible, but the modifications would be significant for what we would think of as a vaulted ceiling, at least in terms of its insulation.
Right.
We insulate the joist space between the roof joists when we want to vault a ceiling. So if your friends were saying, hey, we really would love to kind of open up that front room so that it was a nice vaulted ceiling, and maybe we'll put a skylight in there. Well, you got to put the insulation somewhere, so then you put it in those joists, in that joist space. But if your friends are not using, if they're not doing that, and they're not using their attic for storage, then they're going to take on probably a significant amount of design and rebuild expense for something that is completely unnecessary. They can put in bat insulation.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, remodeling code is you just put in the maximum amount of insulation you can fit. You know, it's like, right, you can, if, right, you they probably have what, 2x8s, 2x6s, up, depends. Where is the house?
And
it's in Des Plaines. I don't know what they have for.
No, more, I'm willing to bet they're no more than 2x6 rafters.
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah,
the other problem. You know, even to put bats in there,
they do have roof vents.
And you would have no venting.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but the roof vents don't work in the scenario that you're describing, and that's what Rich was trying to explain, was that, oh, that the typical roof vents are these, we call them mushrooms. They're like these little, right, sort of bulbous things,
yes,
that protrude out of the
right,
the shingles of the roof. But,
right,
because those provide point venting, so they're a particular access point in the roof that allows air to escape. But if you were gonna insulate the roof, so you'd make it sort of an even amount of air pressure across the whole roof, you then have to go to the ridge of the roof, the peak of the roof, and you have to cut out the shingle and the under the roof decking and put in a ridge vent so that an even amount of air pressure could be relieved across each of those joist cavities. So
I don't think I could have said that any better.
No, was, you should be on
just,
a radio show.
You should be on a radio show. That was just so awesome.
Yeah.
So that
Rich and I are like, you can do it, but you can't. But you can, but you can't.
Yeah. Well, that's the point. Yes, it can be done. But like Ash said it perfectly. You're bringing on a whole load of work to get it right.
And how many of those do you have to put in there, ridge vents?
It's one continuous ridge vent from point to point on the roof.
I think there's a
9-inch setback or 12-inch setback or something,
yeah,
like that.
But and then the other side of this, now, if you have a hip roof, in other words, you've got the four corners,
yeah,
right, a hip?
Yeah.
You have to drill every one of your jack rafters at the tops because they do not vent. And I'm probably the only person, the only carpenter on the planet who drills the top of his jack rafters.
Yeah, I think to really get a good sense of what you're looking at, I'd call a roofer out to give some costs for that.
Right. So let's get back to let's get back to the basic question.
Uh-huh.
If they want to do this project, though they don't want any of the benefits of doing the project, which is having a vaulted ceiling, then why not
an attic for non-storage?
Then why not B, to just to add bat or blown insulation to increase their R value and make their house more comfortable?
Well, he didn't really specify. I don't mean to speak for you. He didn't really specify what kind of insulation. He just said they wanted to insulate.
Right? No, he's saying they want to insulate the rafters. And what I'm asking is, you're going to take on a lot of expense. And
are those called rafters on the roof, or those rafters are the floor?
No,
joists?
Floor joist, ceiling joist, roof rafters. At least where I come
they're
from,
they're all rafters.
It does change,
yeah,
depending on where you are in the country.
The floor inside the attic, we would call it a floor joist. Or if you were in the basement underneath, you'd call it a ceiling joist. But anyways, so it's joist below your feet, rafter above. If you're in the attic.
Oh, so the roof, that's a rafter.
Yes.
Those 2x4s or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, they're rafters.
So when you stand in the attic and you look up, those are rafters.
Yes. And it's okay then to insulate those rafters.
Well, that's the point.
With a lot of redesign.
If you insulate them fully and you still need to leave the roof vented, unless you're doing what's called an unvented roof structure, which is still a different animal. So it's not something I would suggest a typical homeowner should play with. You should really hire somebody that knows what they're doing.
And
right.
You know, whether it's innovative insulation or a really good contractor, general contractor, but you need somebody that understands that. And then George, he's listening on Facebook. He threw up there. He's like, come on, Rich. It's all about NSA, but I think he meant NFA. It's net free area. So all roof vents have what they call an NFA rating. So it tells you how much free area there is, how much air they vent, whether it's in square inches or square feet. You have to figure all that out to determine how much venting you need to make this work. And it's not just as simple as throwing up insulation.
Right, it's not a simple fix.
Oh, and by the way, doing that project will reduce the lifespan of the roof anyways. So they're going to take on more expense than is necessary when they're not getting any of the benefits of insulating the cavity of the rafters.
Right.
I see.
So
we design it for, when we do stuff like that, we design for it. It's hard in a retrofit. Yep. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about, maybe we'll get a second question. Give us a call, Mr. Floor Helpline, 877-711-5611. You're listening to
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Nailed it.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
All right. We are back. I am Rich Cowgill. We have Ash Nissan sitting in today, and Allison Case also sitting in because Ron and Robbie both took off. I guess they were jealous because I took off the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, everybody's off gallivanting.
So Ron had to get on his motorcycle and go to a builder show a week early.
I have a question.
So follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. Sign up for the newsletter at mightyhouse.net. Go to contact page, first, last name, email address. Click on submit. Boom, done. You'll know who's going to be on the show, topics, that kind of cool stuff. Live read. Every day, mistakes are made by untrained employees of unlicensed contractors who take advantage of homeowners who are looking for a good deal and to save a few bucks. Roofers and Waterproofers Local 11 contractors put their customers first by employing men and women who go through extensive hands-on training, classroom, and on-the-job training. The difference between a union and non-union contractor is the fact that a union contractor is a contributing contractor, which means the union contractor invests in his employees' training, family health care, retirement, and professional standing in the industry. So if you're looking for a contractor, choose union labor. Be part of the solution. Visit rooferslocal11.org for more information. That's kind of true stuff there. All right, give us a call. Mr. Floor Helpline, 877-711-5611. And we're going to go back to the phone now because we, in the last segment, we took care of one question.
Right.
We beat that horse to death.
And we sort of answered it. Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
Hello. Sorry.
Hello.
Hi. You had a second question?
Okay. I have another question for another person. So I have three different people that I'm calling for. Anyway, this
they have medication for that.
This person has removed the floor tiles in his apartment and wants to put in, is trying to put in new floor tile because I guess the old tile is maybe, 40 years old or something like that. So they're trying to put in the new tile, and it's on Flexicore, he tells me, and it just doesn't stick. It sticks in the center, but the edges curl up.
What kind of flooring is he trying to install?
Regular tile.
What size are the tiles, do you know?
You mean like
what is it, 12 by 12?
12 by 12 vinyl?
Standard size. Or maybe 9 by, I don't know, 12 by 12.
Is it vinyl or stone?
You know, it's a vinyl type, not stone.
Yeah, that's why it's curly.
And then he tried to... also, these long tiles. By the way, these are self-glue type. And then he tried these long tiles. Now that they have like wood.
Yeah, the luxury vinyl snap lock.
Pardon?
Luxury vinyl. That is actually a floating floor. You don't even glue that down. That would be his best bet if he's having problems, because especially over Flexicore, the luxury vinyl is a little thicker than your standard vinyl tile, and they have a little snap lock edge, and you just snap them together, and they stay. The 12 by 12, the old peeling sticks, those, if you got any dust or dirt or grease on the floor, it won't stick, so you usually have to use a primer.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's an apartment, then I don't know. Sometimes they don't like you doing that.
Yeah. He went to the, where he bought the tiles and talked to the manufacturer, I guess, and they they said that.
So you're telling me the pimply faced kid at Home Depot steered him wrong?
I'm sorry, I can't always hear everything that you're saying.
That's right. So it's probably a good
answer. Unnecessary comment.
It's
don't
better
worry.
That way that you can't hear him.
He's frustrated. He tried a number of different types of tiles, glues, and all that. And one manufacturer, I don't know if it was for those long tiles or for the square tile, said, well, yeah, we have the solution, but it's like $75 a gallon for that mastic
of course.
Or whatever, the glue.
Yes.
So he doesn't want to pay $75 a gallon.
No, I wouldn't either.
He said the old glues used to be oil-based, and now I guess they're not, and those used to work okay with all kinds of tiles and even
on flexible. Well, for vinyl tile, you use what's called a clear adhesive, and it's not $75 a gallon, and you put it down with a 16th of an inch notch trowel. You trowel it all out, and you let it dry till it goes clear. Yep. Once it goes clear, you put your tile down. If you put the tile down while it's white, it will squeeze out of the edges. It will not cure properly. But it's basically a contact cement.
I bet you that's what he's doing.
That's probably what he's doing. He's not letting it dry. So if you let it dry it's clear,
he described them as self-stick tiles. So sometimes people will take self-stick tiles and just stick them to the floor without
cleaning the floor.
Cleaning the floor without using the contact cement. I found that the VCT adhesive. So VCT is vinyl containing tile. That's the little square tiles that you find.
I always thought it was vinyl composition.
Okay, sure. Let's go with vinyl composition.
Fight.
Okay, I'm not going to argue with the master builder.
I don't know.
I'm still trying to figure out why this seems like a lot of labor and. For a tile job. You still end up with vinyl tile, which looks like vinyl tile. Whereas if you went to a ceramic tile, it's a better product. It's a better product. It's more durable. It actually will help in the resale value of your friend's home.
But it's an apartment, he said. Rental.
What?
Is it a rental?
Yes.
Is he the tenant or is he the owner?
He thinks probably he's wondering if it's the problem moisture in the precast thing.
Flexicore. But Flexicore is it's a precast concrete product. There shouldn't be moisture left in it. I mean, unless it's a year old.
So. Yeah.
But I mean, you know, usually within like 3 months, we can glue down wood on concrete.
Mm-hmm.
So
with the right vapor barrier.
He's just thinking maybe there's too much moisture in that Flexicore, too much kind of like wind goes through there.
No, actually what it might be is that the Flexicore needs to be sealed. If he's not using a proper glue or adhesive and he's using a peel and stick, then you're probably getting dusting or chalking from the Flexicore. The concrete is dusting, so it won't stick to that. So you need to seal the concrete so that it no longer dusts or chalks, and then the tile will stick to that. But usually just using the clear adhesive will fix it.
Yeah, you need a lot. You need some good prep. You should clean that floor really, really well.
Clean it.
And try again.
So how do you clean it? How do you clean it with...
It
depends on what the conditions are that you're seeing. So you might need to use your grinder to clean it. You might be able to use a bullnose. You might just be able to put down some, adhesive remover. I mean, it depends on... what the conditions are that you're seeing on the floor. I mean, one of the reasons...
It's not like when you say clean it, you don't mean just wash it, so get rid of the dust.
No, not per se. Because, again, you have to look at the conditions, and it's one of the problems doing a radio show. I mean, without seeing it, it's hard to say. So we're throwing out a number of different options that any one of them could be right and some could be incorrect because we don't actually see
it. And one of those options are to use a different type of tile instead of vinyl. You can do a ceramic.
But like the luxury vinyl is a floating floor. You don't glue it at all. You just snap the edges together and you cut it at when you get to the wall. Boom, done. So
I think he told me that these, maybe they're not the quality type, that they do come with a glue, those long strips.
I'm sorry, it's not a floating floor system.
Offer my bias and say there are no quality vinyl tiles. But
that's not true. The luxury vinyl has gotten pretty darn good.
Okay, but it's still vinyl tile. It still off-gasses poisons into your house, right? I mean, unless you're installing linoleum, most of the tile that's in the market is VCT, and VCT continues to off-gas poisons as it sits in your house. So, and which is why...
Listen, Debbie Downer, does the new car smell.
Yeah.
You see it over time because containing tiles?
Vinyl composition.
Mm-hmm. Vinyl composition tiles continue to shrink over their lifespan, which is why you end up seeing those gaps in the tiles. They weren't laid in properly necessarily. They off-gas whatever the noxious fumes that come off of vinyl, and they shrink as they off-gas that stuff. So there's a bunch of reasons why it'll increase the value of the rental, it'll increase the value of the resale, it's a better product, it will get rid of the problems that he's addressing.
Is he correct when he says the old glues used to be formulated with oil and therefore they stuck well, whereas these new ones?
I mean, Rich is the old one.
There is some truth to that.
Let's ask the old man.
Yeah, no, there is some truth to that. Back in the day before the EPA got involved in everything, lacquer paint was good. Sickens was a really good, stain. There was a lot of things that were a lot better when they were oil-based and stuff, but
before you bash the EPA, there also used to be asbestos and mastic.
I totally get it. That's where I'm heading. It's the fact that we had all this stuff, the difference is that your prep has to change now. Because water-based products are less likely to mix with any staining on the surface. Like on an oil-based product, if you had an oil spot in the floor, it would actually meld together, right? It'd still work. But when you're using a water-based product, it's going to fisheye or run away from that. And that's all my point is. So your prep becomes more important. But I love water-based materials. I spray nothing but water-based urethanes. I use water-based everything. Hell, new cars are painted with water-based paint. I mean, the technology is getting crazy.
May I ask one more question?
Sure. We got another hour.
Yes.
Okay. it's not you, sir. It's not you. It's just, we're just answering these questions in a very long way.
I mean, I've said very little. I've been very concise. I'd just like to say.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I have another friend, and they purchased a house about 2-3 years ago. And, of course, the code inspector came around and said, you got to do this, this, and this, fix this. And they did all that with reputable contractors. But they cannot get the code inspector to come and do his final. It's been a couple years.
I can answer that.
They just won't respond.
You have to go down to your Department of Buildings and make a big stink. And they will come.
But
why do you care if they close out the permit? They only wanted the revenue to open the permit to begin with.
All right, we got to take a quick break here. Actually, there's nothing quick on this show anymore.
So we'll be back with that.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Beautiful. We are back. This is Mighty House. I am Rich Cowgill. I have Ash Nissan and Allison Case in the studio. They are in because Ron and Robbie decided to skip this week. I don't know why. Well, I know Ron.
They abandoned you, Rich.
No, not really.
All right.
I don't have issues like that. But
that's good.
Ron was going to the remodeling show.
You're so well adjusted.
A week early. Middle child syndrome. Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by the Roofers and Waterproofers Local 11, Smart 265, Mr. Floor and Mr. Floor Cleaning Products, and Maggie Rad to get the junk out of your water heater. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Our Twitter handle is @MightyHouse, hashtag Mighty House. Why do they say hashtag? It's a hash, Mark.
It's a whatever. Hashtag. It's, I mean, well, well
No, hashtag only, is the pound sign.
Yeah.
No, that's a hash. Tag is the word following the hash mark. Hashtag, hash.
Oh, yeah, hash.
Tag Mighty. Is Mighty House. So, my
don't
English
get cut, yeah.
Probably freaking out on that. All right, give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline, 877.
Can you just say, get off my lawn? I just want to see how it comes out of your mouth.
Get off my lawn.
Okay, Paw.
You kids, you get away from that right now. You go away now. Geez, my wife's probably in the other room going, what the hell is he doing now? Because I'm also loud. Go figure. Give us a call on Mr. Floor Helplines, 877-711-5611. You'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products, non-toxic, environmentally safe. You can learn more at MrFloor.com.
Okay, all right. Rich.
So we left that conversation off with, he was asking about closing out a permit. He needed a final inspection to get, well, I don't know if he needed to get CO, probably not, certificate of occupancy, but typically we do. So, Allison, you were saying that in order to get your final inspections, you go down to the building department and create a stink.
Oh, yeah. I do it a lot.
But it sounds like the people were living there already.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I had one time, we had a landscape permit. And I'm going to say it. Just going to say it. It was in Oak Brook, Village of Oak Brook.
Landscape permit?
Nightmare.
Why do
it was
you
landscaping.
Permit to do,
well,
because I mean,
we were resloping, we were regrading, so we had to do the survey and whatever to get the permit.
Wow.
Took
topo
4 months.
Site drainage plan.
4 months. And I ended up having to call the village manager to get the permit because they were taking so long. And we had to have like a formal meeting. My client cried. And then to get like
shouldn't
to get cry it
over
closed
landscaping.
Out,
I'm just
it
gonna
had
go
been
with
a
that.
Long time. Because we had renovated the house a year before. It was a big renovation. And now she's got this beautiful house and her whole yard is torn up from the initial renovation. We're just trying to landscape. And they were like, you know,
wow.
They were creating a problem because final inspections, you know, they came in at final inspections, not roughs, final for the large renovation the week before Christmas and like came up with new stuff that was like $10,000 in change orders. And I made a stink about that. And then they got bitter. And then when we came for the landscape permit, they were causing problems. But anyway, yeah. I just keep yelling until I get what I want. That's really been my philosophy with municipalities.
So I had the same problem. So I had a condo down here and I was remodeling. So I went in and submitted for my permit. And by the time I got my permit, it took them like 8 weeks to process it, which is ridiculous for a remodel permit. So when I went and picked up my permit, I asked for all my final inspections. And they're like, excuse me? I go, yeah, job's done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had it all done before you got me the permit. But yeah, I got my final inspections. Well, I missed one. It was a fire inspection, which I didn't think I needed because I didn't move any walls or anything. Nope. So anyway, but when I sold the condo, it came up that I had an open permit still. So in that case, if the city is done, runs that way, which most of Chicago doesn't. I think it's Florida that does it like that.
You know, I have to say, though, like, compared to when I had this whole, like, debacle in, like, suburban municipalities, I have to say that I really can appreciate the city of Chicago now. It's an online system. You request your inspections. It's 10 to 14 days, you know, and it's actually pretty it's pretty straightforward,
yeah. Right.
You know. You'd think it would be the opposite, you know, and I was like, oh, I want to get out to the burbs. And I went to the burbs and I was like, I want to get back to the city.
Well, and I did like, that. I worked all over the South and West Side and people call and they go, yeah, I'm in Naperville. I go, ooh, no, I don't work in Naperville.
Yeah.
Naperville likes to think that they're all that.
Right.
And they're not, but they're a nightmare. So I'm like, no, there's plenty of good contractors in Naperville. Have fun.
And they're used to it.
I grew up on the north side of Chicago back when Daly was around, like it was a different system. You know,
yeah. I mean, I got hazed. My first project, I definitely got hazed by the city. But now, you know, it's okay. And they've hired a lot of new inspectors now. There's a lot of younger guys coming.
Well, they're all tagged and everything, too. They check them. All right. You say we had a call? Oh, we used to have a call. Hello?
All right. Let's talk to George.
Throw him on there. Hello, George. You're on Mighty House.
Hey, Rich, how you doing, bud?
I'm good.
A little too much to type in on Facebook and be one of my essays, so I thought I better call in and chat.
That's fine.
I want to make a comment about Osh's pressurizing the attic. so people don't misunderstand. You really don't want to pressurize your attic.
I didn't say pressurize.
He was talking about keeping the air pressure equal, which I think all he meant is that your soffit vent and roof vent must be equal.
Yes, that's at least what I intended to say.
And that's exactly the way it sort of come across. I took it as like pressurizing the attic. And you want natural ventilation, which is keeping the same amount of net free area down at the eave level and up at the peak level too, so that temperature rise creates a draft. It's a convection current.
Right.
If someone puts a fan in the attic and it makes it, and this is what I don't like about whole house fans, because you actually pressurize the attic and reverse the ventilation. So all you do is you're dumping the heat from inside the house into the attic, which doesn't remove the load at all.
No, so, and the other thing is actually attic fans are becoming, like in Georgia, they're illegal now. Because what it does do is when they're running, they just suck the conditioned air out of your house.
Right.
So they end up costing you more in energy because you're sucking in warm, moist air from your rim joist or the crawl space or basement, and then it has to be treated. So attic fans are, to go by the way to Dodo Bird, the same thing like the way we used to vent bathroom fans. Like we said, I used to strap them to a rafter. Learned we don't do that. Now we go to soffits or roof jacks.
Right. But this is question about technology adoption, right? So whole house fans, in my estimation, are actually a really great product in certain climates.
Don't confuse a whole house fan with an attic fan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did he say attic fan? I thought he said
whole house fan.
I thought
is
he said whole house
animal.
Fan.
He did, but a whole house fan and attic fan are still two different animals.
For sure.
You know, different purposes. But you're right. With the climate, makes a huge difference.
Yeah, so we tend to take these products and universalize them, and really certain products are designed for certain environments.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, just kind of think about what's the application for any particular thing. We were talking about Pinterest in a previous segment, and you know, you see a lot of things on Pinterest, but does that make sense for my climate, for my house? Am I going to vault a ceiling, or am I going to insulate the rafters in a situation where I'm not going to actually vault the ceiling? Like, why would I spend that money? You know, like, does the project make sense? Do the products that you're thinking of installing make sense?
No, absolutely. Hey, George, I appreciate the call, and you're right. You know, you have to have balanced venting. You want that stack effect or convection current. That's an excellent point. So. And it just throw it out there for most listeners. So when you're figuring out your roof venting, if you have a vapor barrier, which is anything from a primed ceiling, anything on your ceiling, you want 1 square foot of roof venting for every 300 square feet of attic space or floor space, 1 square foot. And then you look on roof vents and you'll see a rating is called NFA, net free area, and it will be written out in square footage. And you do the math. It will tell you how many roof vents you need or how many linear feet of ridge vent you need. But you take that number, divide it by half. Half goes in the soffit, half goes on the roof. It's that simple, but it's still not done very well.
Yeah. Good commentary, Rich. I'm a huge fan. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
I actually had a question.
Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, George.
Thank you, George.
Oh, thanks, George.
Allison, you were talking a little bit about some projects that you were doing down in the city.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about the challenges of working in high rises? I'm pretty sure your insurance requirements are different.
High rises are their own animal. Mm-hmm. Insurance requirements. You have to have, you know, insurance requirements. You know, I have a Class D GC license, which has a cap of like $2 million. So usually that's not a problem. Sometimes they'll have you increase all of your line items to $2 million. Sometimes they'll require the homeowners get their own protection policy. But really what I tell clients is if you have whatever your project is, whatever you think it costs in a single family home, you put it in a high rise and you can add 50%. to the cost.
Sure.
And it's just in management.
Well, yeah, and
staging. Is
yeah, it's getting in.
Brutal.
When do you get
dealing
the
dealing with the docks, dealing with the elevators.
Elevators.
There was a high rise this year. We elevator reservation took 3 weeks. 3 weeks in advance and $160 a pop. Billed to the clients for 4-hour reservation. There's another one we're going to be working in. You're not allowed to reserve at all. You all play in the sandbox, and we're going to have like 6 weeks of demo.
Wow.
You know, and they're like, "What do you mean it's going to take a year?" Yeah. What do you mean it's going to take a year? It's going to take a year for me to do this project. Like,
so do you have limitations of when you can work as far as like seasonal or anything?
No.
In Chicago, because I never really worked down there.
Mm-mm.
But okay, so where I live is. Basically, it's vacation or winter, snowbirds. You cannot work in the condos here from November 1st till April 30th.
Oh, yeah. No,
so we can
here.
Sell work all winter.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do a damn thing till the snowbirds go home.
The only
and
time
then
it
it's
comes
like
into
trying
an issue.
To go crazy. Trying yeah. to get all this stuff done.
Nice.
The only issue comes in with boiler system. Some high rises don't like to shut down the boilers if you got to take out radiators.
Mm.
I could see that being a problem.
Yeah.
They probably should have put valves on when they built it.
Right. But then when I just need to take out the radiators, I go down and I cause a stink. Then they shut down the boilers.
That's nice.
All right. Jerk.
I'm glad we're just
going on
the radio
again. Give us a call on a Mr. Floor helpline, 877-711-5611. Check out the Mighty House team page for great companies.
This
you're listening to
Mighty House. Mighty House will return. Yeah, okay.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm gonna find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 877-711-5611 and get advice from the experts themselves.
This is Mighty House.
Alrighty then, we are back. Mighty House, live on the air. Got Ash Nissan and Allison Case in the studio. Ron and
hello,
Robbie
hello.
Are not here today. Thank you guys for coming in. This is awesome. So we got Clutter Clarity coming up this segment. I'm going to do this little bit of read thing I got to do. But you two got to figure out what you're doing. So
I got it.
We'll just,
I got it in my head.
All right, cool. All right. So then, Randall, when I get through this, then you can do that
one
Clutter Clarity song that, you know, heaven. All right. Podcast previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on the HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to them all at MightyHouse.net. Join Patreon. Become a patron of Mighty House. For $1 a month, you can get inside information, listen to shows, free tools from Klein when Ron gives them away when he gets back. The newsletter. You should sign up for the newsletter at MightyHouse.net. Go to the contact page. First, last name, email address. Click on submit. Every Friday, you'll know what's going on Saturday-ish. All right. Music, please. Do you have a disarrangement disorder? Can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pile of chaos in one place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, purgification. Here's Allison with a tip on how to put some neatness in your disorder. This is Clutter Clarity on Mighty House.
Save me from this prison.
Wait, we'll do this. Clutter Clarity is powered by Mr. Floor Cleaning Products. All are non-toxic, environmentally safe. You can learn more at MrFloor.com. Clutter is singing.
I've been lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary. How far is heaven? And I know that I need to change my ways of living. How far?
All right, Clutter Clarity.
There you go.
All right, I'm gonna do it. So,
how do we clarify our clutter?
We're gonna clarify our clutter today, and we're gonna be talking about a lot of people are doing fall cleaning. A lot of people are trying to organize things. They're thinking about getting their Christmas trees out. Now they're gonna have to dig in the back of their sheds and their basements, and so. When I live in a condo, in Hyde Park, and we have a very small storage unit in the basement, but mm-hmm. we still have a life
small,
of stuff.
Small. Yeah.
So Amazon, everyone's aware of Amazon. It's they have this new, you know, in their distribution facilities, they do not organize their materials by what they are. They organize them by their size. And it's a lot more efficient that way. And that is also how we do our storage. So as people are packing things in their house and they don't have, maybe they're running out of room, say, in your storage unit, you should think about how you're storing stuff and focus more on the shape of what you're storing than in how it's organized. Something to think about.
So we had to do this in the military, right? Because you'd mm-hmm. pack and go off on deployment. And there was this question of, like, how do you efficiently move a lot of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things was, you know, you fill every little space with something that'll fill, you know, fill the container. So it was, mm-hmm. you know, you're stacking containers and you're sort of, but each container was this project of, you're sort of like origami, folding everything into, like, these tiny little spaces to get
yeah.
maximum utility.
And a lot of people forget about above their head.
Yeah.
You can hang things.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
You know?
And there are great storage systems that are designed to be bolted to studs and walls. And there are simple things like you're talking about hanging things overhead. There are these little hooks that you can screw into ceiling joists to hang your bike and stuff overhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure I can see all the Facebook images about to be sent to us of like crazy things hanging from people's ceilings.
Hanging from their, yeah. Well, and down, you know, and it's funny because like down here, the garages are useless. They're all 20 by 20. So if you put two cars in them.
Yeah, forget
you're
it.
You're done.
All you so have is the ceiling.
What about
most
that?
Everybody has their car sitting outside.
What about
I'm
that?
I'm one of those people that I have a storage
rack,
unit, you know, that, so yeah.
That, there's like a little wall mounting system for garages. With I think they sell at Menards that is. It's sort of like where you would pull in where the hood of the car is. It would sit above
right.
the hood of the car.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a metal shelving unit that bolts to the wall.
So I'd still rather have a competent carpenter install that than a licensed electrician, because the last thing I needed to do is fall down on my hood of my car. Good morning, James.
Fair enough.
James is watching us.
Oh.
I like how it pops up on Facebook who's watching.
Oh, I just thought you were schizophrenic.
We don't see any of that. I think
he's like, hello, maybe. James. My alter ego is now going to take over the radio
feed.
Show.
Oh, he's definitely my alter ego.
I do see sponsors, though. We've got Local 11. We've got Mr. Floor, Fast Signs, and First Northern Credit Union.
Yeah, but I think storage is a huge issue. You know, I mean, everybody wants to get down to this minimalist lifestyle, but I don't really know who's totally capable of doing it. I mean, I hate stuff,
it's not
but
easy.
I love stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's a perfect way to put it. I mean, I don't need all this stuff.
Yeah.
But I like stuff. And then, you know, and Robbie, not to, because she's not here, can't defend herself, but she's like, why would you keep books? I'm like, I like books.
I like books. Yeah, we have a ton of books.
I know. I mean, I got a ton in storage. I mean, my yeah. old house, I had like a library set up in my bar. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
I like my books. Do I read them all the time? No. But I go
but
back
also,
to them often.
They're also for acoustics. Like, we have a really big, you know, historic living room, and like we put in bookshelves. Part of the reason was just to absorb the sound so my husband didn't have to hear me in the back of the room. I know that's what it was. When I'm like, hey,
that's
I need
what the
some
stacks
salt.
Are for.
Cursing at your subs.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't hear me yelling into the phone.
Right.
Right.
You can't send me a $10,000 change order the morning you're starting.
Nice.
Right.
What?
My favorite is how you like this one. I get change orders from guys 8 months after the job's done.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I go, you don't expect me to pay this, do you? I mean, I don't want to be that guy, but I have to. Job's
right.
closed. Nowhere to recover this.
Right. Money's gone. Don't you understand how this works?
Right.
You know, yes, I have another job going, but that money is for this job, not for what you forgot to bill on the last one. I mean, it's just crazy at these
Well,
guys
my whole
do.
Thing is like, yeah, when it comes to subs, it's like I'm a general contractor. So if you have a change order, that's fine, but like I need to get it approved by my client. Like there's a process here. Just like tell me what it is. I'll go to the client. Client will approve it. Client doesn't approve it, then you and I can talk about it. But like
right.
when you send me a change order after the fact, then it's just guaranteed out of my totally out of my pocket, and I
right.
didn't even know about it. Right. You know?
Which isn't getting paid.
Right.
So as a real estate broker, primarily, we also have a handyman business. And part of the...
We got so far off this clutter clarity thing
already.
We did.
And I want... Actually, I want to come back to
storage to complaining about subs and stuff again.
I just kind of went into what I really wanted to talk about.
Right. No, I... And I was
which is pretty much what I do at every dinner in my life ever.
It's a great service. You're a WOSB, right? Women-owned small business?
I am getting my WB certification soon.
Nice.
But actually, I haven't been, no.
Nice.
What do you got to do?
Living
the
in the world. They have to come to my house. They're interviewing me. They're like, we're going to come to your office. I'm like, my office is 2 feet outside of my bedroom. They're like, that's cool. I'm like, all right, let's do this.
So doing the handyman thing for clients, I just tell them, I can give you a budget, but if I open a wall and I see something, I'm going to want to fix it unless you absolutely say no. And I'm still probably going to want to fix it.
Yes.
Okay, so it depends. Now, doing the handyman thing, that's different. And my contract clearly called out for hidden obstacles. But when I would sell somebody a job, music again. Got to do this quick, long break. All right, so anyway, when I'd sell a job, I would go in there before I do final drawings, and I'd cut small holes and liquid borescopes and everything.
Wow.
To make sure I didn't miss something.
Wow,
this
brilliant.
Is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.